Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the amazing things about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he was not spared the difficulties and hardships of everyday life. He faced the death of his children, the oppression of his friends and his family, being exiled from his homeland, watching friends die in battles, going through extreme physical need. He went through all of these difficulties, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet one of the descriptions of him is that he was always cheerful, da'iman bishr, and that we know that he was always smiling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in other descriptions, we also know that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was mutawasil al-ahzan, that he was someone who sorrows were one after the next. And one of the amazing things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he's always combining between things that are seemingly opposite. You know, so he's the softest of people and he's the strongest of people. He's the most forgiving of people and he's the most just of people. So he's always combining sallallahu alaihi wasallam between these things. And what we realize from that is that most of the occasions that we experience in life are mixed occasions. There's good and bad that come together. There's joy and sorrow that come together. There's despair and hope that comes together. There's capitulation and resistance that come together. And being able to hold these things at the same time and to give heavier weight to the positive, to the joy, to the victory, to the hope is part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one incident in Mecca, he was laying under the shade of the Kaaba and he was using his cloak as a pillow. And one of the companions came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you not make dua that we're given victory? And he told this companion, he told them, listen, people before you, they were taken, they were cut in half. They faced extreme difficulties and they were patient. But you want the victory to be rushed. He told him, be patient, the victory will come. It's going to come. And so this is very interesting because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, nobody cares about the Muslims more than the Prophet. Nobody cares about the Ummah more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet he's able to hold both of these things at the same time. That we have to be patient, we have to know that the victory is coming, we have to be positive. Khalil Gibran, the poet, he said that there's the difficulties and the pain that we go through, it's like it digs a hole in ourselves, but it's that same hole that then is filled, can be filled with joy and happiness and all of these other things. So these go together, embracing these opposites goes together. And in order to do that, we have to have hope for what is possible. We have to have a good opinion of Allah. We have to have a vision for the future. You know, think about the battle of the trench when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the trench. They're trying to, the odds are really stacked against them. There's this huge army surrounding Medina. People are hungry, people are tired, people are going through difficulty, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hits the rock. And he says, I see the palaces of Persia. I see the palaces of Syria. I see the kingdoms of Yemen. He starts giving all these glad tidings to the Muslims. So he's always having this vision that goes beyond the moment, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also wanted to see his brothers. You know, he said, don't destroy these people after the situation of Ta'if. Don't destroy these people because maybe believers will come from them. He said, I would love to see my brothers. They said, aren't we your brothers, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, you're my companions. My brothers are the ones who will come after me, who will believe in me, but they didn't see me. They would give up anything to meet me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is, inshallah, you and me. This is the Muslims in America. This is the kid in the middle of some state that watches a TikTok video and accepts Islam and doesn't have any community around them, doesn't have any experience around them, doesn't have any of these things, but they say, you know what? I saw the Palestinians and I see their faith and I see what they're going through and what they're on is true. And I want to be on what they're on. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to have this hope for what's possible. We have to have this hope for what can come in the future. And this joy, especially on the day of Eid, is an act of worship and it's also an act of resistance. We have to remember that despite everything that's happening, when it's time to have joy, we have to have joy. And being able to smile, being able to have happiness, being able to have joy, these are things that make us strong. These are things that bring us together. These things that keep us together. And the day of Eid is a day of joy. We never want to miss the forest for the trees. But we also don't want to miss the trees for the forest. there is sometimes a beautiful tree that's in front of us, and we should recognize it, and we should appreciate it, and we should love it, and be grateful to Allah for it. There could be oppression in all kinds of places, and there could be opportunity in my home and in my family to spend time with people, to benefit from people, to be joyful together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم اتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Look at the description. Allah says, don't consider those who were killed in the way of Allah to be dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord being sustained. They are overwhelmed with joy because of what Allah has given them. And they have glad tidings. They're excited for those who will join them afterwards, knowing that there will be no fear upon them and there will be no sadness upon them. They're overjoyed with the blessing of Allah and a gift from Allah, and that Allah does not lose the reward of those who believe. They are the ones who answered the call of Allah and His Messenger after being afflicted with hardship. And the ones who do good and fear Allah or have awareness of Allah, then they have a great reward. They are the ones who, when the people gathered, when the people said to them, everyone has come against you, so fear them. And all they said in response was, Hasbunallah wa ni'man wakil. They said, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best of those who take care of us. So we go on this day of Eid, and we join between the sorrow, you know, the oppressed never leave the hearts of the believers. Those who are in need never leave the hearts of the believers. They're always in our hearts. We always remember them. We always make dua for them. We always make intention for them. We always have goodwill towards them. We always pray that Allah raises us with them and raises us on their side. And yet at the same time, when it's time to be joyful, we're joyful. And no matter what it is that we're facing, we look at whatever it is that we're facing and we just say, Hasbunallah wa ni'man wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'man wakil. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين عيدكم مبارك عيدكم مبارك عيدكم مبارك May Allah accept all of our deeds, all of our efforts, all of our charity, all of our prayer, all of our fasting, and may He keep us and our families and our loved ones and our community safe, and may He allow us to see the liberation of Palestine in our lifetime, and may He allow us to pray in Masjid al-Aqsa in our lifetime, and may He allow us to resume the tradition of going to a Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Haram inshallah in our lifetime. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.